Welcome back to the Prince Huda podcast, episode 13. I'm your host, Prince Huda. We did a solo episode last week, but we are back. The dynamic duo, the man to my right, coming off a banger weekend with the Nelk boys, with Drewski, with a lot of stories to tell. Ladies and gentlemen, Style and Flow, Coach Chippy.
What up? What up? What up? How you doing, Prince? How was last week? Man. What'd you talk about last week?
Oh, it was a solo show, just giving some updates on what's going on in my life. I had some beef with Roll Up the Rim that I addressed. Clip did pretty well.
Nice. A
little bit of wrestling, a little bit of football, you know, the usual Prince stuff, but definitely was tough talking for 50 minutes by myself. So I appreciate having
that's dope, though.
Someone on the other end. Yeah, I'd never done it alone before, but definitely nice to have a companion back in this journey. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I remember I did a couple solo shows when I was doing my chips and crypto stuff. I would just be talking for 5 minutes just to the camera. It's you learn how to talk to the camera. You learn how it becomes almost like a person you're talking to. Like it's a skill for sure, talking to yourself on camera.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like the pauses, because that's usually like when this, it's like I stop, you talk, and then I found myself taking a lot of water or coughing because it's just like there's no feedback, right? I'm just saying stuff. I don't know who's listening. Like people are obviously listening, but I don't know if there's like a back and forth. But it was interesting. Definitely an interesting experience, but glad to be on a twosome again. Pause.
Yeah, good to be back. Yeah, it's definitely been a busy couple weeks for me. So apologies for
hell yeah
not being able to make the episode last week.
All good. I mean, you were definitely want to talk about what you were doing in absence of the pod last week. Saw you with the Nelk boys, with Drewski in Toronto, in Barrie. Like, tell me a little bit about that that experience last week.
Yeah, so I guess it was like a month ago. We were in we're at the Stadium Series. You were there, and I'm sitting at the breakfast table eating some. I don't even know it was that restaurant. Wasn't the best that. Buffet or that whatever it was honestly pretty dust, but I open up my phone and I see a message from Kyle started following me. Then I check my messages a little bit later and it was like, yo dude, like we're coming doing like a Happy Dad launch back in Canada for a week, like would love to like connect on something. So I was like, oh dope, like kind of hit him back, had some ideas from, and then I wasn't sure if it was gonna happen or not. And then I got another message from Kyle. He's like, yo, what's your number? Like, I got to get Jimmy to get in contact with you. Like, Jimmy Gambles?
Nice.
So then, yeah, they set up a day for us to do, like, a kind of like a Happy Dad commercial shoot. And that was last Monday. So it was dope. Because I grew up watching the Nelk boys. Like, that's, like, most people our age grew up watching Nelk boys. Like, the pranks, the partying, just the all of it, the whole nine yards. Like Nelk boys were kind of the goats, especially in Canada, because they were from Canada, so no one was doing it. So I remember
saga.
They would go across Canada, like a lot of the stuff they're doing now or they did then I'm trying to like emulate. So it was really cool to just kind of meet them, and just I had a cool conversation with Kyle just talking about kind of how he built the team, how he like editors and stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty surreal to end up being in a Nelk video after growing up watching it since I was like in grade 9. So yeah, that was pretty dope. So yeah, we did the shoot on Monday, and then that went really well. Like we kind of just riffed. There was like a general idea, but then like I wasn't sure. I didn't even think I had any lines. So I was like just showing up, and like no, Kyle's like you got to throw the mic on. So then so I was like yeah. So Kyle and I are in a shot. And yeah, we were like riffing in the locker room. Austin Alexander was there, and so was Nags. So it was cool. It was cool having the boys there. We were all just kind of flowing. And there was some on-ice portion in a room. And then we went over to a restaurant. So yeah, it was just dope. Like Chaffee was in the mix. Like Chaffee's like behind the scenes. Like who else? Oh, MTV Pat was there. Kyle's dad was there.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
what rink was it? Do you remember?
It was Vic, St. Vic.
Vic Streetsville?
Streetsville? Yeah.
Vic Johnson? Yeah, okay. Okay, right
so
on.
It was there. I never played there. I'd never been to that rink before. So that was the Monday. And then they're like, and then so we're at the Kelsey's filming the second portion, and then Kyle's like, yo, we're coming to Barry. Like, you gonna host the pre or something like that? So I'm like, no way. Like, I was like, Kyle, don't put that pressure on me. I don't know if I could host the pre for the boys. And then, but I knew they were coming, so it was like funny because they're coming to, like, now they're coming to the hometown to party, and now I'm like, okay, I feel like I gotta have something set up for them. So then Gambles texts me on Friday. He's like, yo, we're coming to Barry, leaving, gonna be there in a couple hours. Any pre's? So then I'm like, man, I gotta like find a pre. So I'm calling the places downtown Barry, like, yo, can you guys like reserve a back room? I'm texting these other guys, like, yo, could we use your house like for the pregame? Like literally an hour before. And then so I get everything set up. I got like three options for Gambles, send it to him. He's like, oh, don't worry, we're just gonna go out for dinner. And I was like, bless. Like, I had the odd, like, so I showed the boys, yo, like, Chippy pulled through, but
you're ready to roll.
At the same time, I was like, blessed that I don't have to be like responsible for the pregame. So then, yeah, okay, we showed up. They were at like an Italian restaurant just down the street from where the place was gonna be held, and then we linked up there. Yeah, we just chilled. It was just like being like, Salim was there, like it was Osgod.
Was Steve Will Do It there?
Steve Will Do It wasn't there. Neither was Steiny.
Oh.
But yeah. I don't know if Steve can even come to Canada because he's got like, doesn't he have like charges and stuff?
Oh, I didn't know that. That would explain why, but yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm not 100% sure, but I maybe could be a reason why I didn't show up. But yeah, it was, yeah. Then we ended up walking over. It was like with Gambles. We walked over to the club, and then the club's like, there's like an underneath kind of building. So we went underneath, and I'm like, we're just chilling. I'm like talking to Kyle, kind of talking about like Matthews. And then he's like, oh, like, do you know Matthews' agent? I'm like, no, I've never met Matthews' agent before. And he's like, yo, do you want me to ring him up? So Kyle just like rings up Matthews' agent real quick and then introduced me. So that was pretty thick. Then we went out. It was kind of like just like a stage. So there's a ton of people like on the other side, and we kind of was like just like partied up there, just like danced. That was the Friday night in Barrie. Then the next day they were doing a pop-up in Toronto, and then the Rebel event with Drewski. So we're like, we wrap up the Friday night pretty late, and then it was like, oh, okay, we got to get up and then go to Toronto tomorrow. We ended up linking with Austin, and then Nags was with me, and then OJ. So we were like, oh, okay, we weren't sure if we should go to, like, they were like pre-gang at like a residence, like a hotel. So we were going to go to that, but we ended up just like chilling back because we were going to go to the studio maybe and then go to Rebel after, like go to the nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up just like chilling back at Austin's place. He has like a little restaurant underneath. And then, yeah, we kind of, whatever, we're flowing, and then we're like, all right, now we're texting Chaffee, like, how do we get to the back of this, like, because we didn't want to go into the general admission. We're not like, we got to be rolling in with the boys, right? So we're like, hey, Chaffee's text us, he texts us like there's like a map showing where the Uber needs to go to get to the back of the Rebel. So we show up early, so it's freezing cold, we get out of the car, but like the party bus is on the way over from Paris, Texas, and so we're out of the car, it's freezing cold. I think Salim pulled up by himself in an Uber, and he's like waiting in the car, and we're just like outside. And then we're like, so we're waiting outside. And then I guess Shahidi, one of the owners, I guess Happy Dad or
the boss man. Yeah.
Yeah. Boss man shows up. He ended up dapping all of us up. So like, okay, we're supposed to be here. Like, we're good. We're not just like, yeah, it's like, we're not just like sitting outside of this club and not being able to get in. And then obviously Kyle and the boys saw us, and we ended up going into like, there's like a backstage, there's like two like rooms, like green rooms. So then as I'm walking in, I just hear like a big voice, and it's like, I turn around, it's like Drewski. So he had his own room. He had his own room. So OJ ended up chopping it up with Drewski for a little bit.
Oh, that's dope.
So he had his own room, and then Kyle and all of us were in another room. So we chilled. It was kind of wild. And then we went up on stage. Drewski came out. I was in the mix with Kyle and Drewski right in the middle.
That.
Like, we were dancing and stuff. So it was, it was wild. Like partying with the Nelk boys, like being up on stage, Kyle puts his arm around me. We're just looking out to the crowd. Like, I was like, yo, this is wild. Like, this is just like out of a movie. So ended up being a really cool two nights. Like, they were super hospitable. Like, the boys were just beauties. Chaffee ended up, we were going to go to the after party, and the party bus was full. Mm-hmm. So then Chaffee ends up coming with us to, like, we have an Uber to go to this after party. It was pretty jokes. Like, it was definitely an experience, like, just being around, like, the top of the game in the space, like, mm-hmm. And now wanting to do more YouTube stuff. It was just cool just to be around it and see kind of, yeah, like, what it can turn into. So
for sure.
Yeah, that was kind of the last week. It was, yeah, dude, I'm still recovering, I think, from those being in those nightclubs. I think I got a little sick. I definitely got a little sick. I got something, bro. This past week's been honestly a battle. Like, just like for the energy. But yeah, I definitely did some journaling after that, just like what that experience was like, and yeah, trying to build something similar to what they have going on and use them as inspiration. So yeah, bro. That was the Nelk Boy meeting.
That's sick. And like, they live up to the hype, right? Like, what you see on camera is what you get in person.
They're a little bit more mature.
Okay.
Than they used to be. Like, they said it. Like, they're focusing on, like, their health now. So, like, they sent it. Like, Gamble sent it. Kyle's definitely, like, a little bit more reserved. And then, yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely... They definitely know how to party, but it was like they're also like a little bit more, I feel like, more mature, or like, yeah, it wasn't like no one was like belligerent, like drunk. So it was definitely a good time. Like, it was, I think they have matured a lot though.
That's good. I feel like you kind of have to, being more and more famous, because now there's more eyes on you, more people wanting to wait for you to screw up so they can be like, oh my God, look at what this guy did. And so that makes sense that Kyle, kind of, you know, figuratively, literally being like the leader, I guess, would be more reserved versus the other guys. So that's dope.
Yeah,
were you reserved? Were you getting after it? What was the?
I was chilling, bro. I just tried to bring some positive energy. Like, I tried to bring a lot of energy to, like, onto the dance floor. Like, I was dancing and stuff. Like, bringing a ton of that mojo. Like, I'm not going to sit up in front of a crowd and people like watch me have a conversation with someone. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to address the crowd. Like, I was like taking it as an opportunity to like get comfortable being up there on stage. And I was with Austin and we were both like just looking out to the crowd. Like, you would look at individual people. Like, it was like a high being in front of that many people on stage with everyone looking at you. Like, it was a trip. So I was just dancing. I was just like trying to keep the people and like just like entertained, right? Like, it was, some people were just in the back just like having conversation. I'm like, nah, like, people are just staring at us. You gotta acknowledge them and gotta kind of be flowing a little bit. So some girl had like their phone to like Coach Chippy on it. Yeah, there was a couple. Yeah, it was wild. There was definitely a lot of a lot of female energy there too. So I'll say
that's good.
Yeah.
A little bit different than the comment section, eh?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, the female energy was present.
I'm sure.
For sure.
That's dope. What was the come down like the next few days? Just like,
yeah, going from, I think, such, I got a sick. High
to like this week. You got sick? Yeah.
I think I got sick. And then, yeah, it was also. And then I ended up having to film. Not having to film. It was dope. I got to film a video on Monday. So that video is going to be dropping soon. It's like a hockey player learns how to figure skate. Okay. So we kind of didn't get a chance to like chill out. It was like, all right, now boom, we're right back into it, which I thought was dope because I didn't like overthink it. We're just like, all right, boom, we're doing another thing. And then next week got like a cool video planned.
Oh yeah.
Doing like a UFC video. So
that's
going to be cool.
That's cool.
So yeah.
It's been a busy, just bang, 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 bang. Like, stuff to do recently, right? It's been a bit quiet since New York, and it's just boom, boom, boom.
And then I did end up having to take a break a little bit from the short form content, and I'm definitely putting a bigger emphasis on long form. So it's been difficult balancing it, but I really think that long form is going to be in the long run more fun, and easier for people to get to know who I am and get to know kind of what the brand is and what the message is. So I'm super excited to, yeah, grow the YouTube. And I've had the pleasure of meeting like some of the biggest YouTubers in the space. Schmitty's one of them. And he's just like, he texted me today. He's like, yeah, like YouTube's definitely a different landscape. And I'll actually read the text he sent me. It's actually his dope text.
Yeah, sure.
He's like top dog in the space, and like he's had the success there. So he goes, YouTube is a tough landscape. You'll figure it out though. Stay true and avoid doing things that aren't truly you, which was, ooh, I think was dope advice that I needed to hear. Just like staying true to yourself, staying true to the message, and just be yourself. Like, you don't have to be anyone you're not to impress people. And that's like what it was going in a little bit, parting with an Elk Boy. It's like, I just, you know, I was a little bit nervous. I was like, you know, you're linking up with these people you've been watching your whole life, but just tried to stay, you know, true to myself. And like, yeah, like I'm meant to be here. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, just myself. Right. So I wasn't like trying to be someone that I'm not. I wasn't trying to impress anyone. It was just, you know, be a good person, bring some good energy. And that's what I've been kind of going into a lot of these different situations with, that kind of mindset of just, you know, be present. You're like, no one's better than anyone else. Like, no one is more important than anyone else. So treat everyone with respect and like bring that positive energy. And I think it really, for me, it helps lower my anxiety going into those social situations and those, what would you seem as high stress situations, and just being able to just stay calm. And yeah, like, everyone's going to die, you know, nothing really matters that much. I think some people think that's a sinister look, but I think meditating on death and knowing that, yeah, nothing is going to be permanent is actually quite freeing, and allows you to kind of navigate those high stressful situations by being able to put them in perspective on kind of what the grand scheme of life actually is. So, yeah.
It's very insightful. Very insightful. I guess you've had quite a few encounters now with like people in that stratosphere of like fame and all that. So, you know, for you to say that there is maybe some imposter syndrome, but to have that disappear because of your mindset, that's very healthy.
Yeah, I think that the big one is just realizing that these people are just humans. And that's the big one. It's just like, no one's to be put on a pedestal. No one's life is more valuable than someone else's life. And I think that's a big one to have, especially, yeah, going into those types of environments where, you know, there can be egos at play, and being able to understand people's egos and trying to like leave your ego at the door and just like go in and be malleable. Like, we've had that word a couple times, but just be able to adapt to the environment and not attach to things, and be able to just like kind of flow and see what other people's personality types are like, and not being able to like getting caught on your opinion or your perspective, be able to like hear someone else's and be open. And then also being able to assert yourself. And I think it's also important as well, not to just sit there and sponge, but also be able to provide and contribute to the room's energy as well. It's been something that I've been trying to play with and balance with. Like, I don't want to go into the Nelk room and be like, yo, bring all this crazy energy. Like, because it's not, so it's like, it was like for me, like, do I go in with a ton of energy? Do I just like chill? Like, do I play reserved? So it's like, these are the things that are going through your head. Like, do I got to bring this Coach Shippy character? Do I got to, you know, just be myself, be a little more chill? So I decided to just, yeah, go in there, just play chill, and just kind of see what the vibes were and not overthink the situation. And it ended up being great. All the lads were just super down to earth. And yeah, I was just had some cool conversations. And yeah, we're gonna keep it flowing. That's the idea. The next year and a bit is meet as many cool people as possible and try to collaborate with them and try to highlight the stuff that they're doing. I think it's kind of the idea a little bit with the long form content. Just meet a whole bunch of cool people and collaborate. And get them to let's tap into their world a little bit.
That's dope. That's. The fact that like you're approaching it with the right mindset, like I remember we used to watch Nelk videos in school, and it was like, yeah, these guys are so funny. They're living the life, and now you've kind of experienced that life with them. It's super cool to see that. And then What's Drewski's association with like Happy Dad? Is he like an owner in there? Is he just boys with them? Like
they did a collab on merch.
Mm.
So that's all I know about. I don't know if he's got signed to Happy Dad or if he's a creator under Happy Dad or if he owns equity in it. I don't know what. I assume he's pretty big. Like maybe he has a piece of Happy Dad or maybe potentially. But I know they did like a collaboration. It was like the Could Have Been Records times Happy Dad collaboration. Oh, so okay. I don't know if maybe they're sponsoring the show or if kind of what that deal is. But yeah, Drewski's hilarious. So yeah, just being around like other like comedians, Drewski had his kind of crew. They were all good energy. And yeah, it's like you see these people online and seeing them in real life. It's just kind of crazy to, yeah, kind of meet everyone and be around it and be around the, like those types of successful people. When I'm trying to build that, you know, be successful in the same space. So to be around kind of the top dogs and see kind of, yeah, like what their energy is like. And also, yeah, like I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to do something completely different. So it's like be able to stay in your own lane and don't try to, you know, copy anyone else. But like, yeah, like Schmitty told me, stay true to yourself and just, you know, do things that you enjoy to do. And I think that's the best way to approach life is like, yeah, don't be a follower, but carve out your own path. So we got some deep, insightful stuff from Coach Chip right now, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's that perspective from having that experience. So that's very cool that you got to experience that in a well-deserved absence from the pod last week.
Yeah. Should have been on there. Should have been there though. Should have been able to show up. Got to show up. Got to keep showing up. Got to stay consistent.
All right.
But you showed up.
Well, we're going to, I did a little soliloquy at the beginning of the show about how I want to be more consistent with it. I want to do things weekly. I want to make sure that I'm putting as much of time and effort that I should be into this. And, you know, we've talked about that off camera. So yeah, if you get a chance, take a listen to that. I told the listeners we'll be back next week with Chip. Here we are. We're going to be back every week. So keep listening, keep watching, and we're going to keep flowing here. You get crazy stories like this. Where else are you hearing that? Nowhere.
No, nowhere. But it's going to be we're going to have to do some live stream stuff too, like live podcasts or something like that. I think that'd be cool. Once I get this computer, yeah. Bro, I've been trying to get a computer for 3 months, bro. Actually a
computer,
joke.
Webcam, everything. We're ready
yeah,
to
it's
roll
actually a joke, that. Bro. It's actually a joke. It's going to happen. Once it happens, I'm going to be like, damn. The YouTube career is going to go hard, bro. I'm just going to be sitting at my desk just making videos, bro.
I love it.
Like reaction videos. It's going to be, bro, I'm going to be a dog on that streaming stuff.
Live streams with the playoffs coming up too. Like it'd be perfect.
I'm going to have my little neon lights in the background. Stop, don't think, just flow.
Nice.
It's going to be a streamer, bro. I'm going to be full-time. I'm going to rip some video games.
We gotta do some. You gotta get me in on some e-dates for sure.
Oh, some e-dates for sure. Oh, yeah. Yes. That. Work on that. Yeah, work on the conversation skills.
Well, they're there. I mean, I didn't talk about this last week on the show. I didn't think I'd bring this up. I went on a date the week and a half ago.
You said that. You told me. Yeah. You said you went on a date. And how did it go?
Well, the tale of two stories. I thought it went pretty well. Conversation was flowing. You know, what do you do? Creator, very easy, very, very much flowing.
Creator, I says creator.
No. Oh, I've always wanted to do content. Oh, what kind of content would you do? You know, like we're just flowing. You know, it's very good dialogue. All this, and of course, you know, nice restaurant, good view. I thought everything was going really well. You know, ended it off. See you soon. See you next time. Whatever. And then, for whatever reason, the conversation just fizzled out. So, that was it.
What do you mean it fizzled out? Like, ghost?
As in, well, if you want to use terms like that, then I guess
like,
you could
what
use
mean,
that
like,
term.
You just did, well, what, like, how do you mean it fizzled out? I'm confused.
I'll pull up the chat log if you
maybe
want.
Maybe it's push pull. Maybe it's push pull method, bro. It's push pull.
Oh no, I think I got pushed out. If we're being honest here, let me pull up the chat here. We were talking about like seeing some stuff in the city or whatever. I was like, oh, there's this one spot. She was like, oh, like we can go one day. And I was like, oh, one day. And then I was like, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. One day. And then that was it. And I was like, one day.
Wait, repeat that. What was the call? Like, what was the text?
We were talking about some coffee shop or whatever. Yeah, so we were talking about on the date. So I brought it up after, and then there was like,
wait, so
yeah,
what did you follow up the date with? Like, yo, that was a great date, great to meet you.
Yeah. So what I thought was okay. So we were at some restaurant that was like had a great view, but it was super foggy, right? And it was like, oh, like that was like the joke was like, oh, pretty shitty view because it was super foggy. So I was like, hey, next time hopefully we can go somewhere with a better view. And it was like a really nice spot in Toronto with a good view, but it was foggy. So I thought it was, you know, a little cheeky.
How much were the dishes at this place?
How many questions do you want answered on the top here?
I don't know. I'm excited.
It was expensive. It was expensive. But I paid, of course, but it was expensive. It was quite expensive for two people. And then, yeah, I had a good time to smile. Oh, got another place in mind with a better view, right? And so I was like, oh, I'd love to see that.
She said that?
Yeah, she said that. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. I'd love to see that. She goes, yeah, I could show you one day. One day.
Well, that's not, I kind of. But then what did you respond?
One day. So then I was like,
You gotta let that go. You should have let that space.
Was that on me?
You gotta let that space, bro.
I should let that space, eh?
Because then you could follow.
I responded a day later. So how much more space?
Okay. So what did you say?
So I was like, yeah. I was like, I liked the message. You know, the Apple thing. You liked the message. I was like, yeah, that place is cool. Think we could do something more casual for the next place. And then. Radio silence.
Yikes.
Nothing. So.
No, I think honestly, like, maybe, I feel like it's mind games, bro. They're playing these mind games, like, you know what I mean? So, like, now you just gotta chill. Now you just gotta, like.
No, I'm chilling. I mean, that was, what, 2 weeks ago? Now I'm chilling.
Yeah, no, so I mean, she's.
Might be listening.
She's missing out.
Might be listening.
You know? Yeah,
right,
if you're listening, like, you know what I mean? Like, well, hit my boy back, you know?
Well, here's the kicker. She follows me, so she might be watching this right now. So if you are watching this, you know,
yeah, Prince wants to take you out on another date.
No, I'm up now. No, don't bother anymore. Now I'm up. Don't even bother anymore.
Don't even bother. That's exactly because Prince has got a plethora of creative stuff on the way, and he's such a creator and such a great person and personality and funny and humorous and. Aspirational. What's aspirational? What's?
I think that's a word.
He's aspir. What? No, yeah, no, that's not the
big.
Word.
He dreams big.
He's got big aspirations.
Big aspirations.
Don't be calling his phone when he's up. Don't be calling his phone when he's up. If you're not calling it when we're almost up, we're climbing the ladder. So,
yeah, not picking that up. Not picking that up. I didn't think I would share that on here. Here we are. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you gotta let it out. It's our therapy. It's our therapy here.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're listening. Hello. Hi.
Holy, I look like pale. I swear I'm not this pale, bro. This lighting here.
Well, not to throw shade. No shade at the Nelk boys. They had a bit of a tan. Were they coming in from Florida? Was that spray tan?
That's the first thing I said to Kyle when he walked in the room. Holy, hey, I like the tan, brother. And I'm looking at my skin. I'm like, damn, I haven't seen sunlight. We got to go to Florida, bro. We should go on a vacation for a week.
Yeah, a little.
For like
little,
5 days.
A house in Florida? Yeah, that'd be
five,
dope.
7 days or something like that. Just to like a regroup, bro.
That'd be nice. Miami?
Like 100%. Miami. My buddy has
a
place in Miami. He has a room.
Ooh. Yeah, I've never been to Miami.
On beds?
Sure. I mean, that works. We've been in close quarters before. I mean, that's a little bit closer, but I guess that works.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I think it would be cool to get some sunlight. I just need a tan, bro. I just need a tan.
Yeah.
I think in April. I'm thinking April around my birthday, maybe.
That would be dope. Yeah, that would be dope.
Right before the playoffs start?
Playoffs, I think, are the 22nd, so it would be a little bit of overlap. So it would have to be before.
Oh. Whose birthday? That's my birthday.
Yeah, 20.
On that very day that you just said.
23rd or 22nd?
Oh, that's crazy. This guy doesn't know my birthday.
It's one of those 2 days.
This guy has no idea.
Because I'm the 23rd. Okay. I'm the 20th. I'm May 23rd, so April 20th. So, yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm May 23rd. That's why I said 23rd to April 22nd. Got it. Locked in. Won't forget that. Don't ever.
Locked in, John Stockton.
like that.
Yeah, I had
what
a...
What about the playoffs?
What?
The playoffs, like with cup bound and everything, like, are you going hard with the Leafs? Is it a NHL's like focus, like content-wise? What's the plan for playoffs?
Oh, I'm just going to go hard, buddy.
Yeah?
Just going to go hard.
Cup bound 2?
You know what I mean? Cup bound 2, like, content's going to be crushing after every, like, it's going to be like the World Juniors. Just gonna be like, I remember I was waking up making like 4 videos a day during those World Juniors, bro. I was just locked in. That was like actually the most fun. I was literally wasn't talking to anyone, didn't leave the crib. I was just making video after video after video, and the ideas just come to you. I was in a creative flow state for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like, it was just dialed. And then I've taken a little bit of a break, but when you take a break, it is a little bit more difficult to get the train rolling again, get the ideas flowing again. So,
right,
my content's changed. If you watch my skits now, there's something that's changed about them. I don't know what it is. I think I'm a lot slower pace. It's slower pace. It's not as much scene switching, and it's definitely more. I feel like it's more consumable. It's not as in your face, but like more like the humor is in the pauses. It's in the tone. It's in the background music. So I've been definitely, I feel like my skits are getting better as I continue. And it's not so in your face. It's not so like switching scenes so quick, but they're more like there feels like the production's a little bit better on them, but I still make them in the same amount of time. It's not like I'm spending more time on them, but
yeah. I notice your voice isn't as great. Like, you're not yelling and like, you know, it's more like you said, more relaxed, which is good.
Like, kind of creating like a funny, a little bit. Yeah. I feel like it's a little bit corny, the screaming at the camera, but like, there's a balance between bringing energy and like, just like being funny by just like being chill. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be like the chill, funny guy, not the guy that needs to, but then also being able to bring that energy at the same time. But yeah, like, it's definitely a balance. Like I'm doing the Road to the Betsy Build kind of short form videos. They're like, that's when I go a little harder with the voiceovers, like a little boom, it's Coach Chip. Like, you got to bring some energy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those videos are cool. Road to the Betsy Build. This week was tough, though. I couldn't follow the workout plan. I was so tired. So I think I did catch some sort of sickness, but I'm healing. I like, don't even call it sickness. I say I'm healing from something.
Better way of saying it.
Yeah, have you watched that PGA Tour doc with those players where they follow the players around?
No, was it like
it's on Netflix?
That's the one they did where it was like they did Drive to Survive and they did one of golf, right?
Bro, it's so good. Yeah, it's so good, bro. Like, just the tapping into the mindset of these athletes. They followed around this guy, his name's Wyndham Clark, and he like was an angry golfer. Like, he'd be smashing his club. They go in about like how he lost his mom at a young age, and like it goes like really deep into like the mindset of these players. And like, golf's a tough one because if you're like hitting bad shots and you're slamming your club and you're angry, it's very like, you can't play golf angry. You gotta have a lot of gratitude. Oh, yeah. You gotta be flowing. It's a mind sport. And then he ended up getting a mind coach, which was an older woman, and he was so like not receptive to it at first, but then like it was the journey to his like positive self-talk, and like if he had a bad one, like not being able to get caught in those negative thought processes and that anger, but being able to process those emotions and to stay calm and stay grateful. And I think I had a phase of that in about 2020. I started like journaling a lot and getting in tune more with myself and like not letting myself fall into those negative traps as much. So it was cool watching this video like couple days ago, and it was like, wow, I need to get back to that, because I definitely have been finding myself falling into negative thought patterns a lot more as of late. But like today I was like just like doing like more like positive reinforcement, like observing my thoughts more and being like, yo, are these negative thoughts, or like what am I feeling right now, like is this a negative emotional pattern I'm in? And then being able to like switch out of that and like back to a positive state, or like saying like a mantra, like today's a great day, or just like something, today's a great day, and repeating it in your head. And like being able to catch your negative and like switching it to positive. So I thought that was very interesting watching these professional PGA Tour players deal with that mindset stuff.
Yeah, because I've golfed a few times, and for me, I'm like that, where it's like, if I start hitting the ball badly or miss a couple putts, it's like the end of the world. I just shut down. It's like, you know, F this, F that, I don't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. And like you said, you just got to approach every hole as like a new game, new day. And I think that's my mental hurdle with golf. Like it's a challenging game physically, but mentally it's so hard because you're out there for a few hours and it's like every hole. It's just you either lock into that mental of like, okay, it's a new hole, new game, or it's just you're in a negative spiral. And I always find myself in those negative spirals when I'm golfing. Not a big fan, but I think that's probably why I have to diagnose.
It is. It's because it's – and then when you're negative, nothing's going to drop. You're not going to hit a good shot. It's no. Spirals into your game 100%. Like I've had times, though, where I've like actually focused. I'm like, this putt's going to go. Like, I visualize the putt going in. And then it goes in. Like it's crazy the mind to reality and how close interwoven your thoughts to reality. Like, you know what I mean? Like If you're thinking it's going to be bad, or you're like, it's obviously going to be bad. But if you can refocus every shot and be like, yo, I'm actually outside playing golf. Like, let's be grateful just to breathe in the air and like get rid of that anger and that attachment. I think some of the best golfers have probably the most mindfulness probably out there on the course, of just being able to forget about shots, stay focused. Every shot's a new shot. Every having a lot of players talk about swing thoughts. Like before they approach the ball, they have like the same swing thoughts. Like they try to like, because it's all like a thought, like having the thought, like your thought behind the ball, like when you're about to swing, like what are you thinking about? So like there's swing thoughts are very important in golf, but just in life, I think having swing thoughts throughout your day, like what's your, you know, as you're about to approach something new, like what are your thoughts? What's your thought process before going into the gym? Like what's your thought process before picking up that weight?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And like you just manifest in your head, like I'm going to hit a good shot, or I'm going to lift these heavy weights, and then it would just translate when you do it.
Yeah. Or just saying like, I'm going to focus on these reps. Before you
go like
I'm going to do 10 reps here, I'm going to make these the best 10 reps, you know, instead of just having no thoughts before, and then you're going through the motions, or you're not even counting, or you're just not focused. I think just having like those thought, like having conscious thought patterns before executing things will probably make the workout better, will make your golf game better, will make your podcasting better.
Life better, ideally.
Yeah, life. Like your thoughts and your reality are so close, like interwoven, that like what you think about, you become. I think a famous philosopher said that. I think that's like the Buddha. Like you, what you think you are.
There's whose quote is that? I think, therefore I am.
See, that's wrong. I read that's a, that quote's wrong.
Really?
I think because
how is that, it in your?
Well, literally The Power Up Now, the book I'm reading, I just read, literally just read a page. That's so crazy how you said that. Because they literally...
Was that quote in it?
Breaks that quote down on why it's not right. Because like that's like identifying with your thoughts. Whereas like it talks about being the observer of your thoughts. So like the ego likes to identify with our thoughts because that's what keeps us, you know, like we're like, oh, that's what keeps us alive. Like we're addicted to thinking the thoughts. But then there's like a level of like a consciousness above thought where you're just the presence watching the thoughts, and you're the presence watching your emotions. So like, I think therefore I am isn't necessarily right, because you're not your thoughts. You're actually the all mind presence. They talk about having no mind. So like your mind's only good if you're able to shut your mind off. So your mind's like a tool. You shouldn't be thinking all the time. You should be able to shut your mind off. And then when you need to think, most creativity comes from having no mind, comes from actually silence. So being able to sit in silence, a lot of creatives sit in silence and then have bouts of thinking and then turn it off. And then, so it's like your mind's only as good as your ability to turn it off. So to be silent.
And you read about that right before.
Literally today, The Power of Now. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, The Power of Now is a great book. Like, I've read it twice now, and I'm reading it again. And yeah, I always feel like that's a book you need to like read often, because it just gives you so many great insights and wisdom on presency and emotional intelligence. So you don't spiral off on these negative loops, like being able to catch yourself and feelings. They talk about feelings, talk about watching, observing your emotions, observing your thoughts, yeah, and raising your conscious vibrations. Like, it's very deep, but I enjoy that stuff because I'm a firm believer in all that spiritual realm for sure.
That I know. And I think it's funny because it's like the Coach Chippy persona versus this version here. Like you said, the YouTube should help with letting other people see, in this podcast too, seeing that side of you versus like the, you know, Leafs post game or Zach Hyman goals, right? There's more than just the character. There's this beautiful mind here in The Power of Now, and the reader. Did you think when we were in school, did you ever think you'd become a reader one day?
Bro, that's what I don't like about school, because you always have to read about stuff you didn't want to read about. So then it really, you never read about the things you actually like to learn about. And that's why I never, like, that's why I didn't love school. Like, you were just always reading something to, because you were forced to, because you had to like regurgitate it on an exam. Yeah. And it's like, I never actually learned. Like, I would just like learn and forget about it. Whereas the things I'm reading about now, I'm so like interested in, like just interested in philosophy. Oh, I love philosophy, and I love, yeah, like learning about like spiritual laws of the universe, or like things that can help you in your day-to-day life with conversations, relationships, like being able to overcome anxiety, fear, like tips. I don't know. I'm just like I love that aspect. A lot of people don't like nonfiction, but like I read mostly nonfiction. Mm-hmm. I think I need to start reading more fiction, like a little bit more like creative writing, but I don't know. I just love kind of, yeah, trying to, not like the self-improvement stuff, because Alan Watts talks about you can't improve yourself. You got to accept yourself now.
Right. And
like, it's like a very interesting. So I'm like, yeah, there's so much philosophy out there and so many like ideas. Like, so it's cool to like learn about all different types of ideas. Like Jordan Peterson, I read his book. Alan Watts, reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I think it's Eckhart Tolle or Tolle or something like that. There's a couple books over there. The Way of the Superior Man. I have a book on Buddhism there. Yeah, bro. Definitely done a lot more reading since I graduated school than I thought I would do. But there's, I haven't been like reading as much as I'd like to.
Well, that's still good. That's probably more reading than, at least from my, that I do, or that a lot of people I'm sure our age do. Not a lot of people prioritize reading, because university was like textbooks. Like you said, you're not like reading for the purpose of learning. You're reading for the purpose of memorization. Whereas high school, like there were a few books in high school that I read that I actually liked. Like 1984 was a wild book. I don't know if you ever read that one. That one's crazy. Great Gatsby was another good one. Like, you're forced to read these for like projects and shit, but then as you're reading them, you're like, oh, these are actually like really good books. And 1984, mm-hmm. I think, is like probably my favorite book that I read through school, and like one of my favorite books.
What's that one about? Is that fiction or?
Yeah, well, it was written in like well before 1984, and it was like how the world would be under this guy's gaze of like central governance, and people are always watching you, and there's like this big brother who monitors you. And it's very crazy, because as time goes on, the book becomes more and more relevant. Mm-hmm. And like the individual who wrote it, George Orwell, like he wrote it thinking that by 1984, this would be the world, like centralized government. They use propaganda, they fake the news, and there's like all these monitoring tactics to make sure everyone falls in line. And then you see now 2024, it's like, oh, 40 wow. years later, he's kind of got a point. So, and that book was from, I think, the 40s or 50s or 60s. So if you read that book and some of the stuff in it, it'll just blow your mind. It's like, wow, he saw that coming. Oh my God, he knew. Like, did he write this? Like, did he know? Like, feels like he's a time traveler a little bit. So it's, bro, it's a really good book.
That is trippy, because yeah, some of the greatest thinkers have predicted where we're at now. Like Alan Watts does as well. He has a very similar, talks about Terrence McKenna. Sorry, not Alan Watts. Terrence McKenna. His mind is crazy. So he's the one that studied the like psilocybin mushrooms and like just the psychedelics, and his lectures are crazy. I was listening to his lectures last night before I go to bed. I always listen to like either Alan Watts, Ram Dass, or Alan Watts before bed. It's kind of like an audiobook, but like they're just like their lectures. And Terrence McKenna often talks about where society is and how you're not supposed to take the psilocybin and you're not supposed to unlock these truths, and you know, like there's these rules that society creates that, you know, you're not allowed to take these drugs. Well, whose idea is that? Who's making up those rules? Who's the person telling you can't do that? Terrence McKenna is wildly like wise, and he has a lot of talks about society and those types of things and those constructs, and definitely would recommend. Have you ever listened to Terrence McKenna, any of his stuff? Or yeah, you got to get on that.
No, just a little bit of Alan Watts, because I know you sent me a bunch of Alan Watts. Whenever like we're together, you'll throw stuff on. So I've only heard Alan Watts. I've never heard Terrence.
Terrence is another one. Write it down, because it's a phenomenal.
Send some vids.
Oh yeah, I will actually. There's so many. I got so many saved. They're very interesting, bro. Especially before bed. I listen to like right before bed. Like just when you can actually just quiet your shut your eyes and like listen to words that, I don't know, for me it just makes me like comforts me, and like I feel like I'm learning so much from, like some people's minds are just so advanced. Like their thinking is like, you know, like it's just like, yeah, there's people that just, you know, have such advanced minds and have so much knowledge, and to be able to listen to like them speak and be effortless with their words and depict something in your brain and like you can imagine it. Like that's why Alan Watts is, I love Alan Watts so much, because he's more of an entertainer. It's actually entertaining, right? his the way he describes stuff and puts it in your imagination. And yeah, that's what he called himself. He didn't call himself a philosopher, he called himself an entertainer, which was dope.
Well, it's like you see like his videos, the way they're styled, where it's like his voice, there's like some lo-fi music, there's like you know, b-roll, you wouldn't even know he's like well past his time. Like it feels like the videos you see, because like there's creators today that have that style of video, and whoever continues to make these videos of him, it makes it seem like, I thought he was someone recent, and then I was like, oh, this guy's been around for forever, but he's killing the content game too. Like, bro, whoever's putting up the videos of him, he's going, those videos always seem to have a lot of views.
Well, it's like keeping his philosophy, like keeping his words of wisdom alive. Right. Like, I feel like that's kind of what my journey was I was learning this stuff from Alan Watts, and then like, Don't Think, Just Flow, it was from Alan Watts, bro. You know what I mean? Like my whole like description or my outlook on life changed once I started listening to his lectures and his outlook. And he talks a lot about religion. He talks a lot about society, a lot about Eastern philosophy, spirituality, Buddhism, Taoism. And he was so well-read. And he was able to make those books that he read consumable for the people that have never listened to it or wouldn't know, have never picked up a book in their life, and make them understand the concepts he's saying. Because a lot of the concepts, he's challenging, like, societal norms. Like he's challenging religion, he challenges, and the way he does it in such a way, it's actually amazing, bro. So I definitely got to get back into that, like more reading. So today was good, read a couple pages and then posted on my story, actually, The Power of Now.
I did see that, so it's funny that I somehow got a quote from that book on you the day
of. Yeah, that's wild. I told you, that's wild.
Well, remember, because I think the last time you were on here, it was before the Poirier fight. You said Poirier left hook or right hook, and like that's how he knocked out Saint Denis.
You know what I'm saying? We're in tune, like, baby. Shit. We're in tune.
It's like, you can't make this stuff up. Guy learns he was fighting. Oh, this is how he's going to win. And then I need lottery numbers from you.
Bro, do you remember the Teddy's bar mitzvah?
Oh my god, that was so scary. Like,
I'm telling you, bro, that's not a joke, bro.
Yeah, we were at a bar mitzvah, and they had like a roulette table. like obviously not real money, fake money for the kids. And Chip used to wear 16 playing hockey. And he's like, oh, red 16. And then a bunch of kids putting up money on red 16.
There was only red 16 on the board. There was only chips on red 16. And it was stacked up to like every kid went all in on red 16. Every kid went all in on red 16. First hand.
And then it rolls around. And then what does it land on? Red 16. I think Benny has the video of it. There's video footage of it. This isn't a joke. And like red 16. Walks up to the table, do this, walks away. Like,
I told you about that card game, didn't I?
Yeah, freaky, at the cottage. Freaky.
I told you about the card game. Yeah, like that. It was when we predicted all the hands.
I don't think I've heard this story.
Yeah, we played a game of cards, and before the game, I said I'm going to win every hand by one, and we started playing, and then it was all the cards were. In a row, and all the cards were the same suit, and they were shuffled, like we shuffled them, and then I won by one, and it went in the same numerical order. We went in a circle, and I would have it would go like four, then Ben had the five, then I would have the six, and then it went seven, eight, then I'd have the nine, and then it went, and then we play, and then bro, we literally were like we got shook because it happened like six or seven times in a row, and then to the point where I said, okay, we're gonna do one more. Like, and we're gonna see, bro. Pulls it out. We went slow this time, so it pulled out. He had the card in a row. Ben had the second one, and then we stopped before I pulled my card over, and all of us were like tripping out, bro. We're like, "There's no way your card is gonna be what's next. Pull it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same." Then we did it again. It was like I was in a simulation, bro. Like then we did it again. We did it about 16 times in a row. Like I can't even make this up. And then the last card was different. Was a King of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, what is that guy? I'm hanging out with an NHL player. What does he have tattooed on his leg? The King of Hearts, bro.
King of Hearts.
No, you can't make it up, bro. You can't. Like you cannot make that up. And that's where I'm like, yo,
that's fucking crazy.
There is a intelligence out there. Like we're so not intelligent. Like there is an intelligence that is operating that is so far beyond what we know.
You're probably right,
bro. So it's like trusting the universe, like trusting it. And there's definitely signs everywhere. From like the universe is trying to communicate to you all the time, and just being able to accept those signs and being grateful and keeping your energy in a good place, bro. Like I'm a big energy guy, bro.
I need you in a casino.
The casino they don't want me there. I'll tell you what, casinos wouldn't want me there.
I need that. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Red 16. Yeah.
And that was like a life changing moment.
The cards or the red 16 or both?
The card game up at my cottage. All of us were shook, bro. We all stopped, put the cards down. I think it was like Benny went to the water. OJ went somewhere else. I was like behind and we were all like silent. Like we couldn't even talk to each other. Like
That's
unbelievable, bro. Like it was a different level of. Like it was just like almost like the universe talking. Like, yeah, there's a power out there like that.
No doubt. Bro,
it was talking to us.
It was saying you win,
bro.
Maybe they were playing for money. You must have wanted a cut.
There's no money. It was just a game of. It was like a game of war. It was just whoever had the highest card.
That's insane. Yeah, the red 16. I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, and then red 16 felt the same. Before red 16 landed, it felt the same as what. Like it was, I looked over at Ben. I'm like, no. Like we looked at each other and we're like, no way. Like I felt it. Like I knew it was going to be red 16.
Got to get into betting here,
bro.
It's
wild. I can't even make this up. Like so I might sound crazy right now, but like, it's not that red 16 wasn't crazy, bro. It was what it was. There was a video of it.
That's funny. Well, I had this. This one kind of happened to me the other day. Remember a few weeks ago, we were like, yo, if you get me to a Leafs game, like, I'll shave my beard if I get to see Matthews play, right? Matthews score. Mm-hmm. So, funny enough, Sunday, for whatever reason, like, I shaved. I was just like, yeah, like, wasn't really feeling the beard anymore. I took it off, right? And then Tuesday, I go to work, and someone's like, oh, there's a Leafs game tonight. We work, like, 10 minutes from ACC. Do you want to go to Leafs game? I was like, sure. Funny enough, we go to Leafs game. Who's on the ice? Austin Matthews, and he rips a goal. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, we said, if you take me to a game, I'll shave. And then subconsciously, I shave. And then 2 days later, I end up at a Leafs game.
Were you shaved? You shaved?
Yeah, that's how quickly it grew back. I did. I was clean shaved last week, right? And then
what? You didn't send me a picture? You didn't send me a picture?
I was.
Shave it, bro.
I'll shave later, but like, it was clean. It wasn't like
I cleaned like razor clean like on Monday.
Yeah, I had a little bit of like shadow, like not it's clean shave, now. But it's just funny that it happened, as we said, and then I see Matthew score like 2 days later. They lost, shocker, but at least I got to see it in the reverse order of what we said. I don't think I'll ever go clean to the bone, but you know, you'll get a nice, you'll see my cheekbones. For sure.
I like that. No, we got to get clean to the bone.
Oh, maybe that'll
baby
maybe
for face. Playoffs. Baby
maybe
face.
For baby face. No, I'm a heel. I like being the little bit as long as I
no,
have
no, 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 no. No, that's not the bet. It's not the bet.
Okay. Well, then maybe we see them again soon, but yeah.
I got to hit up Nylander. Yo, Willie Stysho. What's going on, buddy?
Matthew's agent up. Though.
Yeah, that
you
too.
Got Matthew's agent too.
That too. Yeah, that too.
Like
the connections. The there's some connections for sure, bro. There's no way we're not getting to a playoff game. There's no way we're not getting to a playoff game. Getting 100%. In a box. We gotta get in a box. Not even like we gotta get in a box, 100%. Bro.
That'd be dope. Who are they gonna play? Like,
bro,
it's wide open.
No,
right
we're
now.
Probably gonna play Boston, bro.
I don't want to play Boston.
I'd rather
Leafs
play
Boston. There's just too much trauma there. I don't want
to
deal with that.
I'd rather play New York, to be honest.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Because the Rangers are electric. Like, those would be some high-scoring games. Original six, jersey matchup. That would be... And it's new. We've never seen them in the playoffs. That would be so much fun.
That would be fun.
Florida would be a gritty, grindy seven games. Boston, same thing. This would be, like, electric. Just goals, goals, goals. I mean, there's even the chance of Carolina, like... It's so crazy how the NHL is wide open right now. There's like four teams we could play in the playoffs.
Right, it's actually insane.
But I'd take New York too.
Yeah,
we got to see them play. Winter class or
yeah.
Stadium series.
We also got to talk to a couple of the players. So
yeah, Lafreniere, you know, salute, good guy, but playoff time? No, I don't want to boo in that man every time he touches the ice. Don't touch
facts.
The ice.
Facts.
You suck. Oh, yeah. Playoffs are. The city's
just different.
Beast, different.
Bro. It's a different
like the
beast.
Square, the Maple Leaf Square, just the whole. Like, I remember the Raptors playoff.
Yo, we got to get up on stage in front of the square, bro.
There is a stage. Yeah, that would be cool. They'll have a stage.
We
got to
do it. We got
to
do
left or right side.
Get up on stage, hype the crowd up.
Cup bound,
too.
Make them win a game. Few weeks away. Put Florida on hold for a little bit.
Put them on hold, baby.
Put Florida on hold. Yeah, put it on hold.
That'd well, be beautiful.
Well, the
like
next that's... few weeks.
Sorry.
Well, the oh. next. Few, I was just saying, like, if you're a sports fan, like the next few weeks is just like bliss. Like March Madness right now. Next weekend, March Madness. The week after UFC 300, then the week after NHL playoffs start. So you're just boom, boom, boom.
And where is UFC 300? Vegas.
I think it's Vegas, yeah.
Be
Pereira.
Sick to be at that.
Pereira versus
Just hit up some of my connects.
Yeah, I mean, Gaethje was fighting Oliveira. Like, that's a crazy
UFC 300 tickos.
Tickos? Is that what they're called these days? Tickos?
Hit up the boys. Yo, Dana, get us a couple floor seats or what?
What are we saying? Yeah. Next weekend, I forgot too. WrestleMania's next weekend. How did I forget? The Rock is coming back.
The Rock's coming back.
He's wrestling. Oh, you should have seen this week. Yeah, so he beat, like, he's fully a bad guy now, bro. He beat the shit out of Cody. was whipping him with the belt. He's all bloody. He's cussing. Like, he's like, I don't give a fuck if the cameras are off. Like, this guy is unhinged. It's amazing. I'll send you the clip. But The Rock is literally like, what you saw that day when we were in New York, he's like turned it up to 10. And he's just like, no, it doesn't mean shit. Shut up. Like, he's just.
Are they allowed to swear? Bro.
No, they're not. But he doesn't care. He's like, I don't give a fuck. He's just swearing. And the crowd goes, oh, he swore. Because no one's allowed to swear. He probably got a huge fine. But he makes so much money, it doesn't matter. Like, it's incredible right now what The Rock is doing. It's so funny.
That's insane.
Well, I showed the clip to my dad. He's like, he's acting better in this than he's doing in his movies. Like, he's showing more character depth with his like acting that he in wrestling than he is in movies. So he should just stick around a little bit longer. It's hilarious. I wish we could watch it on this thing, but I'll show you that clip. It's hilarious. He's gonna wrestle, and then you got the main event with him and Roman and Cody, and it's crazy. I forgot, like, not sports, but technically, you know, it's in the field of sports mm-hmm. entertainment. So big WrestleMania party at Prince's next week, maybe. Yeah,
I'm down.
You want to come? Yeah,
next weekend.
All right, well, I'll see if you get me tickets.
I got a playoff game next weekend.
Oh, you do? Men's league?
Yeah, men's league playoffs weekend.
Right on.
Championship weekend. Maybe you should come pull up.
Where's the game?
Barry.
Okay. You score a couple goals for me.
Maybe I'll do a day in the life. Do a day in the life of a men's league championship game.
Last time I watched you play, you scored 4 goals. So,
when was that?
That was like intramurals in university. I remember you hit like 4.
Yeah, nasty. Tell the boys how nasty I was.
Yeah. No, he scored 4 goals. I went to one game that whole season, and he happened to score 4 goals. And he was the leading scorer the whole season. It wasn't like an outlier game.
Yeah. Intramural championship that year too, I think. Thank you.
You were. Yeah, I know. I remember the shirt. You were. You had the shirt. I'll give you that. So.
Yeah, Nick and the boys didn't know what they were bringing on to the squad. And I was like, boys, like, I'm about to walk these guys. I remember the nastiest goal. I got one like behind. I put it between my legs. Burn the 2 defensemen, and bro, I was dominating that league, bro.
I have a video of one I'll send. It's just like
block shot. Remember the block shot? Oh.
Yeah, I have the video of that where you just took it right off and then scored the next shift. That was
I just went out there and dominated. Yeah. No, I've been a little bit of a slump lately. I don't know what's going on.
Ready to heat up at the right time.
Well, yeah, that's like I just haven't been. I'm playing defense. Like the team needs me to play shutdown. I'm like, I'm not a shutdown guy. And it's like, oh, I just want to take that puck for a skate every time, you know? I just want to take that thing end to end. I don't really want to play defense in men's league, you know?
I mean, if it's the finals, just do it, right?
I know. Hard.
I love it. ASMR there. Shout out. No free ads, but shout out what you're holding there.
Yeah, no free ads. I don't even know if I'm allowed to hold this right now.
No, we'll cut that.
No, I don't gotta cut it. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I think we covered quite a bit of ground today.
Yeah, it ended up being longer than we thought. It was kind of just
going short. But
catch up.
Good to hear about the weekend. Yeah, the weekend with the boys. Where your mind's at? What's coming up next? Told something I didn't think I'd ever tell on here. So you know.
Yeah, some more dates happen soon, bro. We'll have to do what we have to do. Prince versus.
20v1
Prince 20v1.
Thank you, brother. Oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll dial in on one of those.
I feel like we get that dialed in now. We've definitely met some people last weekend that I think would be down to be in some videos.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, once I get a new place and a new setup, like it'll just be a lot more stuff to a lot less stuff to do besides, you know, hanging out and screaming. So I'll be down.
Streaming.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Eat.
The sketch stuff. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that guy yet. I know I'm gonna probably fall into a hole, but I haven't watched any of his stuff yet.
Oh, it might be the funniest content besides yours that I'm seeing right now. Like
I gotta check it out. I haven't seen any of it, but I've heard about him.
He's a Madden streamer, right? So everyone's because he was like football. So I was like, oh, who's this? And it's just, oh my god, hilarious.
But yeah,
don't look it up, Sketch. Make sure to subscribe to us too.
Yeah.
Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Every week, myself, Coach Chippy. Good to be back.
It's a banger episode YouTube. Today.
Dude, for sure. I think we covered way, like, every episode I have, like, an idea in mind of what we're going to talk about, and then there's just so much more that jumps in, which I love.
Yeah, I feel like that these episodes are the best when we're, like, don't even really talk sports.
Yeah, I find, like, yeah, we both do that for a living, you know? This is, like, an outlet to do anything beyond that, so.
Yeah, just talk about life, you know? Talk about some stuff. But, yeah, great episode. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you joining. Appreciate everyone watching. Stay tuned on socials. Keep listening to the show. Share it with a friend. Be a friend. Tell a friend, as Pat McAfee says. And we'll see you next week. Take it easy.
Don't think, just flow, baby.